Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Caleb Williams, Dan, 22 of 41, 217 yards, no touchdowns. One of the really good parts about Caleb Williams is he has been protecting the ball better, zero interceptions, but it was a 68.9 rating. His completion percentage, his completion rate, 53.7% yesterday. Didn't feel like a great overall day, but it is time now for a regular segment here on Take the North, and that is Dan's review. So, Dan, I'm going to let you take over here, and I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say, and I'll have some things to say as well.
Yeah, Grody, we'll start with a defining moment from Sunday. And for me, you fast forward to the start of the second quarter. The Bears are down 7-0, and they make their one and only trip into the red zone. It's a drive that includes the deep shot to Roma Dunze, which put them in position to really make a game of it. And it's first and goal, or first and 10 from the 11, and they call three consecutive pass plays. They're all incomplete, and they're all incomplete for different reasons. The first play ends up being a throwaway where Keenan Allen was apparently Caleb Williams' first read and got kind of bottled up by Max Melton on a post-corner route, and the ball ends up getting thrown away. Second down, you'll remember, it's a shot into the end zone to Roma Dunze, but it's a shot out of the end zone to Roma Dunze. And it's a ball that Caleb never gave Roma an opportunity to make a play on. If you're going to take that shot, you have to give a contested catch receiver like Roma Dunze a chance to make a contested catch. Caleb threw it out of the end zone. Yikes. Now you're at third and long from the 11-yard line. And he throws a fade to Keenan Allen. It appears on that play that DJ Moore is coming wide open underneath. And if Caleb had trusted the play design a little more and just used his eyes a little bit better, DJ Moore is running a crosser from right to left. It's there. You hit him. If it's not a touchdown, it's at least a gain of 8 or 9 with a chance to run and get it in the end zone. Instead, it's incompletion, Mark, and the Bears settle for a field goal. This is not something this offense can do on a regular basis because, as I said, they don't make many trips down there, particularly these last 2 weeks where they've struggled to score. And so when you get down in the red zone, you've got to score touchdowns, and you've got to do so in a way where the play caller and the quarterback seem synced up. Didn't try to run the ball at any point on those three plays. The plays that were there ended up malfunctioning for the quarterback. And it is one of those things where, yes, it's only the second quarter, and yes, it's only 7-3 at that point, but that stuff comes back to haunt you. And I'm sure you'd agree that that's a moment in that game that sent things a little bit sideways.
Look, with Caleb Williams's predecessors, with Mitch Trubisky and with Justin Fields, it was always like, can you get the ball into the end zone? Can you score? You know, put 6 on the board. We don't, 3 is nice, but you need 6 in those spots. And when you have an explosive play like you did to Roma Dunze, and I know that was broken coverage, but hey, man, you made that happen. You created that mismatch, and it was a good connection. And for what whatever reason, Caleb Williams, it seems to be that his bugaboo is, and maybe this is better than underthrowing, but a lot of overthrows, and both of the Roma Dunze miss in the end zone and the Keenan Allen miss in the back of the end zone, they were too deep, and I get that. It's a very, very fine line, and he's still learning, but if we're going to grade him as the number one overall pick, then you got to at least connect on one of those. What's next, Dan?
The uh-oh moment is my uh-oh moment. It's your uh-oh moment. It's Ryan Poles' uh-oh moment. It's Chicago's uh-oh moment. It's Caleb Williams on the final possession of the game, still having the football in his hands, still being chased around by the Cardinals' defense, still in a game that the Bears trail by 20, getting hit, and on the second-to-last play of the football game, scrambling and getting taken down from behind by Victor Dimukeje in a way where you go, oh, goodness. Did he just hurt himself? Like it
just happened.
Fall and his ankle hurts, and then he goes back under center and takes another snap, and that play ends with Victor Dimukeje again wrapped around Caleb Williams' tweaked left ankle and trying to tweak it some more. And I'm in the press box at State Farm Stadium, Mark, and I pushed my chair away from the press table because I couldn't believe what I was seeing, that they were still, in that moment, allowing the future of their franchise to be subject to harm's way. And like I know Matt Eberflus defended it after the game Sunday. He defended it again on Monday morning. There's no defense for it. You have to understand. You have to have a sense of timing. You have to have a sense for what kind of game it was. You have to understand that you're down 20, and sometimes it's okay to just cut your losses and move on to the next thing. Had Caleb Williams suffered a more serious injury on that last drive, holy moly, the city would be on fire this week.
First of all, I love when you say Dimukeje. You did that very well. To me, this also was like, it was like watching a horror film because I did not have the benefit of being there. I was sitting on my couch watching this game. I did not travel to Arizona for this game, but it was like a horror movie because Charles Davis, the color commentator, in real time before the injury is saying, I don't know what's going on here. Why is he out here? And I'm just hearing like the Psycho theme song in my brain, like what's good, and then he gets hurt, and I'm like, yeah. It happened. Let's play this. This is Matt Eberflus today. You said that you were there, in Arizona, so you heard this in real time. The Matt Eberflus defending it. I was on the Zoom call today. Matt Eberflus again asked about Caleb being in late. The preface to this, though, the question was, you have neither of your starting tackles in the game. At that point, Darnell Wright is injured, and Braxton Jones didn't even start the game. So here was Matt Eberflus on that.
You know, it's the starters are left in the game because we're going to fight to the end. And those guys did a nice job with that on defense. You know, offense, you know, we're working operation, like I said. And again, it's got to come down to that and, you know, where that is in terms of that. So I think it's important that we just have that mentality going forward.
Was Ryan Poles on board with that, with Caleb being in there at the end of the game, per your conversation, your usual conversations with him after the game? Was he all good with that?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into private conversations with Ryan in terms of exactly what was said or not said. We're always on board for getting better, and we're always on board for competing to the very end. I will tell you that.
What'd you think, Dan?
Three-letter summary to what Ryan Poles likely said to Matt Eberflus. WTF, dude. WTF. What are you doing in that moment? We're going to fight till the end. Great. Great message. I understand that's what you're all about. We're going to fight till the end. Understand what we're dealing with here. Mark, I'll rewind you to the early days of August when we were trying to figure out what Caleb Williams' playing time in preseason games would be. And there was a sentiment that not only do we not need to force the issue in certain areas, but we have to make sure that we understand the health of our offensive line. And we're not going to put Caleb Williams out in the preseason if our offensive line isn't healthy enough. And then you mentioned Donald Wright left the game in the second half with a knee issue. Braxton Jones missed the game with a knee injury. You've got two backup tackles, including one that just came back off of injured reserve, and another one named Jake Curhan. Ask the city of Chicago how they felt about Jake Curhan as a Chicago Bear and see what kind of answers you can get. And you didn't take that into account. It's a big moment in a football game. Yes, you're down 20, but that's a big moment for you to understand what's important here. What's important here is getting your franchise quarterback out of the game healthy. Get him in bubble wrap, get him in the sidelines. The Arizona Cardinals sent Clayton Tune in there to take their last possession because they didn't want Kyler Murray wasting his time on a game that had become a blowout and risking injury in that situation. Matt Eberflus did it in the preseason, not risking injury to Caleb Williams because they were being calculated. For some reason, he decided we got to fight till the end, and this is an absolutely essential time to work on the operation of the two-minute drill in that game. In that particular game, Mark, I go back to the Doug Kramer play last week. You have to have a sense of timing. You have to have a sense of game flow. You have to have a sense of how the afternoon's going. And you have to have the audacity to say, Caleb, you're good. We're going to let Tyson take a few snaps.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, Caleb Williams does need the work, just not in that particular position. I mean, I agree with that, and we'll get the flus on Caleb's struggles as well. But take us, Dan, to the bright side, because I think we need the bright side right now.
This is a good bright side moment from Sunday, and it's the fact that Caleb Williams went Rome Odunze's way 7 times in the football game, and it resulted in 5 completions for 104 yards. One of the incompletions was a ball that Rome normally catches and didn't. You look through the montage of the times that Caleb threw Rome's way. There's some off-script stuff, some scramble drill stuff where Rome is showing a heightened ability to know where the open space is and how to get in Caleb's vision, and you're completing that. We talk about the long one, the 44-yarder, where maybe a little bit better ball turns that into a touchdown, but it's still an explosive play in a moment that's big for those two guys as they're working on their chemistry. And you see some other moments where there's some tight window throws for 15 yards. I think all 5 of Rome's catches, I'd have to triple check this, went for first downs. And you have a big afternoon for two guys that were drafted in the top 10 in April and are expecting to play together for a long, long time. That was a little silver lining, a little bright side spot in a day that didn't have many of them.
Yeah, I agree, and I love that they got Rome involved early in the game with the 17-yard completion on that first drive, which ultimately got backed up to the 50-yard line, but that's good. And look, if Caleb Williams is the most important development point on this team, I don't know, Dan. I mean, I would imagine Rome Odunze is number 2. I mean, do you have a list of guys that you look at and say you need to see this guy sprout or develop on this coaching staff's watch? I think Rome Odunze, even though he's got backups, you know what I mean? Like, so he's not a point of contention on a weekly basis because of DJ Moore and because of Keenan Allen and because of Cole Kmet, who didn't touch a football the other day. So, you know, he's got cover. But it's still incredibly important that this guy, first-round pick, is developed and a guy that you can count on as eventually maybe a number one wide receiver or a 1B to DJ Moore.
No question. And he's got to be a big part of your future. He's got to be a big part of who Caleb's developing into. And so that was good to see, and now it's just got to continue. You can't have 1 week and then 4 weeks where it recedes and then another week and then 4 weeks where it recedes. So we'll see where Caleb and Rome go this week against the Patriots.
Give me a big number on Caleb Williams.
Yeah, it's not a great one, but it's 67.2, and that's Caleb's passer rating this season in road games. He's struggled on the road, and it's been a problem for the Bears. It's a reason that the Bears are winless in their four road games and trips to Houston, Indianapolis, Washington, and now Arizona. You look back at how Caleb played during that three-game winning streak. That was a 122.8 passer rating in those three wins. And then he comes back these last 2 weeks with 59.5, 68.9, and as I said, it's a 67.2 cumulative passer rating in the road games this year. You got to figure out a way to get more flow in your offense on the road. I don't know if it's cadence issues, the struggles that rookie quarterbacks tend to have when it's a little noisier, a little bit more chaotic, and a little bit less friendly. You got to work through those, and you got to work through them soon because you're going to be going to some pretty tough places on the road. You read off those games: San Francisco, Minnesota, Detroit. I think are the next, not in that order, but that's the next three trips to the road. Yes. Right? Those defenses and those coordinators are going to test you in ways you've never been tested before. And if this is what you're doing against Arizona, if this is what you did in Indianapolis, man, you got to find a way, answer-wise, as a quarterback, as a coordinator, as an entire offense, to find some flow.
I want to play a Matt Eberflus cut right now. I did ask Matt Eberflus. I prefaced the question by saying, it looks to me like Caleb Williams, like aside from everything else, Caleb Williams is struggling right now. He is struggling at his job at this point. So I asked Matt Eberflus what he has been able to pinpoint and if Shane Waldron has been able to pinpoint something. Here's Flus.
Yeah, so offensively, it just as a whole group, we have to make sure that we don't take negatives to put us behind the sticks. And that could be by, you know, penalty, or could be by sack, or could be by TFL, you know, because the percentage of you scoring there across the league, it diminishes, right? So those things have to get taken care of first. And that's a whole team thing in terms of offensive team. So that's number one. And then obviously getting productive plays. You know, those could be, you know, a pass play like you saw the first play of the game. That was a productive play to DJ, or, you know, just productive plays in general. We got to make sure that we're committed to the run and stay committed to the run. So we make sure we establish that so we can utilize the whole gamut of our offense, you know, that comes off of that run game. You know, the play actions, like I said, the play action screens, you know, the movement passes, all those things come off of that. And it's important that we do that. And then we start to incorporate different parts of our offense, the tempo side of it, the no huddle, all those things that we do, and which generate big plays as well.
I actually thought, Dan, that was one of Matt Eberflus's better answers to a question today, because, you know, he was very subtle about it, but can't be taken, tackles for loss. Some of the sacks that Caleb Williams has taken have not been good. I did not think that the sack that he took on 3rd and 13 on that first drive was good. And I know that a lot of people say, and justifiably, the offensive line was in shambles, and maybe people think the offensive line is bad, but sometimes it is the quarterback's fault when the quarterback gets sacked. He was sacked 6 times. What did you think about what Matt Eberflus just said?
Yeah, there's two things that I would point to. Number one, on the sack total, I want to get back in the film and look into that a little bit and just see what was going wrong. We talked late last week, you and I, about how unique the Cardinals defense is. And, you know, Buda Baker is a chess piece, and the way they are able to create different fronts and different looks that were going to be perplexing to a rookie quarterback who had no library to draw from on what do I do when they send me some of those things. So I'm curious to know how much that affected Caleb and how much that is just the – you got to take one on the chin when you're growing in this league as a rookie quarterback to get that experience so you come back stronger the next time. What I also heard from Matt Eberflus in that clip was some subtle criticism of Shane Waldron, because he mentioned multiple times the commitment to the running game. And that has been a problem here through the first 8 games of the season, where there hasn't been consistent commitment to the running game. And you hear the chatter of, okay, that is the thing that kind of unlocks our play action game. It is something that unlocks some of the movement. It is something that gets us into some screen looks that allow us to hit those big screens for explosive plays, and then all of a sudden your offense gets rolling a little bit. That would be something I would be really interested to see how the Bears respond this week in terms of their commitment to the run against the Patriots, because they're going to need to show it, and they're going to stay wedded to it. And it's something that Shane hasn't been great at, either here or in his previous stop in Seattle. And so you have a feeling that's one of those messages that Matt put out publicly and then spoke more emphatically behind closed doors in whatever offensive meetings that the Bears had at Halas Hall.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.